Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher, dictating an industry report on Tessie Martinez, date of birth 4/29/1970, date of procedure May 8, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher, referring physician is Dr. Waleed Bolad. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy, cold biopsies and cold biopsy colectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies, common cold biopsy colectomy, and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, dyspepsia with bloating and metaphic gastric pain and heartburn, comma, change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, comma, abnormal CAT scan in 2023 showing colitis, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, correct with cancer screening and surveillance. Description of procedure informed concern of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, movements, the oral experience of the patient. The patient's breath and mask be sweet, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, service of monitor anesthesia care. Well lubricated, limb sedated, gastrical position, in the esophagus, and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac aorta section from the stem before a telescope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was normal. A well-lubricated limb studio colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the pinnacle orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence with full trade. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transplant, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum period. Prior to the sentence, please add the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated period. Please go back after the end of the sentence and note retroflex view is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bob prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient's side procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out EOE, lichen planus, or lichen planus neckline. The Z line was regulated at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Comma biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation and dysphagia. Next line. The esophagus appeared widely patent. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy and mild. Comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of 2 diminutive gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity and erythema. This appeared to look like peptic duodenitis. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line. There were 2 diminutive D2 polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. Boston bowel prep score was, please go back. Biopsies are obtained to rule out causes for diarrhea. Next line. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line. Random colon biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon separately for further evaluation and histology and to rule out microscopic colitis given the diarrhea. Next line. There were 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, period. 2 were removed, 2 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The other was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 cecal diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 3 rectosigmoid colon polyps, period. These were sessile, period. 2 were approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other one was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a sessile rectal diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line. Recommend anti-reflux precautions and avoidance of NSAIDs, period. Next line. Please go back to the findings at colonoscopy and also state no evidence of colitis or inflammation noted throughout the colonoscopy. Next, please go back to the plan. Follow-up and office as previously scheduled. Thank you.